It was a crucial vote about one of the region's most congested roadways. Last night, the Charlotte City Council voted twice to support toll lanes around the region, and specifically the project on I-77 North, now under construction. That vote was 7-4. This despite many council members accusing state officials of issuing financial threats if they didn't approve the project. WFAE's Tom Bullock reports.
If you haven't followed the drama surrounding the I-77 project, here's the gist. Cintra, a Spanish construction company, was the only bidder on a plan to build optional toll lanes on I-77 from exit 11 in Charlotte to exit 36 in Mooresville. The company will pay for most of the cost of construction. In return, they'll collect tolls on the road for the next 50 years. Supporters say this plan, they prefer the term managed lanes, is the best way to decrease traffic on the interstate. Opponents balk at the concept and the contract for the project. The grassroots campaign has gained political clout, enough that Nick Tennyson, North Carolina's Secretary of Transportation, told the council last night the Cintra contract could use some revisions.
I don't think anybody is saying that we have got a contract that necessarily doesn't need additional work. We certainly have the possibility of continuing to work with our partners, and I would anticipate we'd do that.
Construction on the toll lanes along I-77 North began last month. So Councilman John Autry asked Tennyson,
what leverage does the state of North Carolina have to compel Cintra to come back to the table?
I think that we are in a business deal. We have the relationship, we have the ability to negotiate, and we have a partner who is interested in a successful project that will candidly lead to other projects.
Paid for with public and private money, P3 for short. This includes another proposed toll lane project in Charlotte.
It seems to me that the I-77 project south of Charlotte would end up being a P3 project.
Which would mean these toll lanes could stretch from Mooresville to the South Carolina border. Tennyson was speaking at the council's dinner meeting held before its main session, where he had the council all to himself. When the body moved to the main chamber, the tone on this project changed significantly. John Hetwer is with the Lake Norman Chamber of Commerce.
We're not asking. We're begging you. We're begging you for help.
Help in killing the I-77 North toll lane project. He was the first of more than 40 speakers last night. All but five were against the project. Some, like William Rakentansky, were angry that Governor Pat McCrory won't stop the contract on his own and that he pushed the issue on the Charlotte City Council in a letter sent last month. Rakentansky was also angry at a non-compete clause dictating no new free lanes on the roadway for the next 50 years unless the state pays Cintra for lost toll revenue.
Why is the governor insisting upon deliberately keeping these existing free lanes in operational failure for 50 years?
He was from Cornelius, one of the towns in North Mecklenburg and South Iredell counties where resistance to this project is high. Mark Gibson is a newly elected member of the Huntersville Town Council.
Among the projects we have approved is the Blue Line, the trolley, and the Blue Line extension that's in progress now. None of these have contributed much to the North Mac economy, but we voted with you.
At the Charlotte Regional Transportation Planning Organization, or CRTPO, which approves these projects, now he said it was time for Charlotte to vote with North Mac in canceling one. And so it went for more than 2 hours, with residents of Charlotte joining the mix, as did state legislators, Mecklenburg County commissioners, and Bob Morgan of the Charlotte Chamber of Commerce. He was one of the few speakers to support the project, but it was 15-year-old Julia Carr who got one of the few laughs of the night.
No offense to anyone in this room, and not to set up anyone's midlife crisis here, but by the time this 50-year contract ends, you all will be dead.
Throughout this prolonged fight over tolls on I-77, the North Carolina Department of Transportation has said canceling the project would cost between $80 and $300 million, and that the cities who voted it down would be stuck with the tab.
And I haven't seen this much misinformation, half-truths, threats, and bullying since the last season of Scandal.
Councilman Al Austin wasn't buying it, or the toll project.
I think we need to put it in a box, put a bow on it, and send it back to the governor's office.
But he was in the minority. joined by council members Claire Fallon, Kenny Smith, and Lawana Mayfield in voting against the tolls. Those voting for the measure said while they do not like the contract, they didn't want the city to be stuck paying a large portion of that cancellation fee. All this means next week, when the CRTPO meets to again vote on the project, Charlotte will vote for it. And since Charlotte controls nearly half the voting power of the group, it is likely to pass. And it leaves the opposition looking for their next option in the fight. For WFAE News, I'm Tom Bullock.